welcome to the Killjump podcast with me, Emma Lowne. Today we'll be talking about all things cockroaches and ants with Syngenta's business development manager, Richard Mosley. Keep listening for your CPD points code towards the end of the show. Hi Richard, please could you tell us a little bit about your role at Syngenta?
Okay, so I'm Key Account and Business Development Manager at Syngenta, and I specialise purely in the professional pest control side of the business. I do that in UK, but I also have some European responsibilities as well. So mainly I specialise in professional pest control management. It's my background, and I've been in that in the professional pest control industry for about 25 years.
In terms of the Advium range, what's in the range?
Okay, so we have two key products within the Advium range. We have Advium Cockroach Gel and Advium Ant Gel. So both are gel bait formulations designed to be fed on by the target species. They're highly attractive, they're highly palatable, and they're designed to control the target species through a method of transfer back to either the harborage system or the nest system. And that allows us a lot of flexibility, and it allows the professional pest control the ability to deliver the actual formulation into the key harbourage points when they don't necessarily get access to those key harbourage points, because usually they're in locations that you can't necessarily get access to.
Okay, and in terms of the Advium Ant Gel, how does it stand out as an effective solution to ant infestation compared to, say, other ranges?
So it's highly attractive, and it's highly attractive to different species of ants. So if you look at the label, there's around 10 species of ants on the label. So that indicates that it appeals to the different species of ants and their different feeding preferences, because you different ant species at different times of year can feed in different ways, and they look for different substances, may that be sweet or may that be protein. So the level of species that we have on the label shows that it's just right to appeal to a number of these different species. And one of the benefits of using the Advium gel is that we have the bioactivation process. Now, we can talk about that in a little more detail in a second, but basically that allows the ants to transfer the bait back to the harborage point. And because that's what you want a gel to do, you want ants to transfer it back, because you can never get to the heart of the nest. You're reliant on the workers taking the bait back to the harbourage locations, and that's the way you get control. So you've got the right formulation with the right active ingredient, and in this case we're talking indoxacarb, then it allows you to really take the treatment to the source of the infestation. And that's the real key with the Advium portfolio. It allows that transferal back to the parts where we just can't get to. And that's why, you know, when we look at the new marketing process and the new marketing program, that's why, you know, we're showing that it's the target species that are doing the work for us. If you put it in the right place, they'll take it back and they'll get all our complete eradication of the nest system. Bioactivation.
What does that mean?
So it's quite an interesting aspect of the active ingredient that we have in both products. So both products have the same active ingredient, indoxacarb, but it goes through a process that's called bioactivation. And that's really quite a fascinating process, because the active ingredient itself only becomes active in the body of the insect. So it has to react to the enzymes within the insect's digestive gut. So that means that if for some reason, you know, we're professional pest controllers, so we know what we're doing, we're baited in safe locations, and we're making sure that, you know, we do a risk assessment and everything else that we expect of a professional pest controller who's doing any kind of professional pest control treatment. But if something goes wrong, and, you know, there's always the what-if factor, then if one of these products that has this active ingredient within it of indoxacarb gets into a non-target species, it will pass through that non-target species, so be that human, animal, because we don't have the right enzymes to generate the active ingredient. So the product itself, the active ingredient, has to go through a process within the body of the insect. And it's that's the point where it becomes an active ingredient.
So it's not necessarily harmful to a human or, say, a dog?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking insecticides and we're talking products. So, you know, we're always careful about what we say about harmful. and you know, safety, those kind of things. We always take a lot of care when we use those phrases. But what we can say is that, you know, if we look at a dog or a cat or something like that that may get access to any professional pest control product in those unusual circumstances where, you know, they do get access to those kind of things, then this active ingredient, this product, would pass through the body of one of those non-target species because they don't have the right enzymes to generate the active ingredient. So the insect enzymes actually just carve off a part of the chemical equation that we associate with the product, and that's the point where it becomes live. That gives other benefits because it's a slightly slower process, okay, because it has to go through bioactivation. But if we're thinking about wanting to transfer the active ingredient back to the harborage point or the nesting point, that's quite beneficial because we want the insect to do a lot of the work for us with this particular product.
So in terms of, like, safety considerations, what kind of training do you have to go through to be able to use the Avian products?
Well, Avian products are professional pest control products, so they are registered as such. So they are all, you know, they are available through Kilja as our key professional pest control distributor, and you only get the Avian range through Kilja. And we're very proud to work with Kilgerm with this particular product, with the support they give us, and the partnership with this product is, you know, it's something that we really strongly appreciate. So professional pest controls have to go through all of those checks that they expect to go through if they want to purchase something from an organisation like Kilgerm. So, you know, with that in mind, we also have there's a lot of information on our website about the product, about the way the product works. So we support from a stewardship point of view with lots of information, and we've also developed some training courses with Basis Prompt that professional pest controllers can access that give you in more detail training information and allow you to develop an even deeper knowledge of the way that the product works. But yeah, it's a professional pest control product, so, you know, it's only accessible via your trusted route such as Kilja.
And in terms of the Advian cockroach gel, how does that differ in terms of how you use it compared to the ant gel?
So a lot of the differences are down to the species themselves. So as I say, the different formulations with the same active ingredients, albeit there's different levels of active ingredients in the two products. The cockroach gel, we get this horizontal transfer that we talk about with ants, where the ants will work their way back to the nest and take the bait back to the nest and control the nest for us. Cockroaches don't live in a nest, they tend to a harborage point, but in that harborage point you tend to get all stages of growth and development of the cockroaches. So the way that the cockroach bait is formulated is, A, it's got to be highly attractive because cockroaches will eat anything, so you need something that will beat everything. So that's, you know, with the recent trial work that we've done through 2023 and into 2024, both on site and in lab, we're highly confident that we've got an incredibly palatable formulation there. But what we also want to do is we want the cockroaches to do the hard work for us, because what we want to do, this bioactivated indoxacarb that sits within the cockroaches, we want that to carry on passing through the cockroach infestation, the cockroach harborage. And that happens when the cockroaches eat each other. And, you know, we have primary transfer, secondary transfer, and we have triple transfer. And that's where cockroaches eat each other, die because they've got indoxacarb within them, eat each other, die. So, and that's a charted process, and we've got a good evidence to show that, you know, we go through that process at least three times. So again, looking at the most recent marketing that we're doing, it's all about getting the cockroaches to do that hard work for you, because as professional pest controllers, we all know that actually getting to cockroach harborage points is incredibly difficult, time consuming, it's labor intensive, it could involve night inspections, those kind of things, and a lot of monitoring. So it's really important that you've got something that will take the active ingredient to where the cockroaches are living, because you may never actually get to that point. And that's what Advian is very, very good at. It's good at sitting in the cockroach, bioactivating over a period of time within the cockroach, and then transferring that active ingredient down into the harborage points of all the where the cockroaches come from. That could be 10 feet away, it could be, who knows how far away that is. But we're doing the hard work. So it means that even in the hardest and most difficult and complicated cockroach infestations, you've got an excellent chance of success by using Advian, because we're transferring the active back to the harborage point within the key species, which is the cockroach itself.
With the ant gel and the cockroach gel, is there a time of year where it's kind of the best usage, or are you finding it works all year round, or is it very seasonal?
Well, I think when you're dealing with pest insects, then you have to accept that there's a level of seasonality, especially with if we're looking at one of the target species for the Advian ant gel, which is black ant garden ant, then we all know that there is an ant season.
Yeah.
It tends to start probably in the next couple of weeks, and we'll pick up into through early spring and into summer, and then we'll get into August, September, and we get that nuptial flight of the garden ants, and that's the end of the season. So the seasonal application is of the ant product is very topical. I think one of the situations that we have in the UK is that most cockroach activity is generally internal because they are subtropical species that like warmer conditions. And if I look at some areas of and colleagues in Europe, then they might be more of an external pest. But certainly from a UK perspective, then I think most of the cockroach work that's done is probably done, 99% is probably done internal. Now, that means that you've got more chance of an all-year-round problem with cockroaches. But again, you know, as buildings warm up in the summer season, and you know, professional pest controllers who work with cockroaches on a regular basis will probably see a peak in the summer months because it's just generally warmer and it allows them more flexibility and the ability to transfer through buildings because they're a little bit warmer. So, you know, there's certainly a seasonal peak with the ant product, and it's something that every pest controller knows about. And we all see the news reports when we get into August or September about flying ants and swarms of ants, that kind of things. That tends to be the switch-off point for the ant product. The cockroach product is more constant, but you will get a summer peak because you tend to get a summer peak of insect activity. If we look at colleagues in Europe, where the cockroach product is also registered against silverfish species as well, and then again, there's more of an all-year-round application for silverfish control, and that's something that we hope to see on the UK label as well sometime this year. So we'll have we'll have another insect on the UK label, which will be silverfish, and we hope to see that soon.
So with the silverfish registration, would that be a whole new product entirely, or would it just be another thing that the product can do?
It's just another thing that the product can do. So as I say, colleagues in Europe are already using this product very successfully against silverfish, and we do get an effect of the bait passing through, you know, the dead species and being eaten by other silverfish. So we still get that process in, you know, where we're using it in Europe. It's just a registration framework thing, and it takes time in UK. Anybody who's trying to register products in the UK will know that it can be a complicated process. But it'll be exactly the same product. It's just we've done trials and tests against silverfish, and we know that it works incredibly well, and we hope, you know, from a re-registration process, that we hope to see that sometime soon on the UK label. And I think that, you know, talking about things like the re-registration process, I think that's an important part to remember with the Advians. UK and Europe, they are going through re-registration, so that means that they're going to be on the market for a considerable amount of time. There's no risk from a professional pest control point of view that the product or the active will disappear from the market anytime soon. Our regulatory team have done a fantastic job to make sure that it will remain on the market and be a positive product for professional pest controllers throughout Europe and in the UK as well for many years to come.
In terms of usage of the product, where does it work the best? Is it on, you know, in a house or in a building or outside or in a garden?
Well, I mean that's a really interesting question because it does vary. I mean, one of the strengths of the ant product and both products is that they are licensed for in and around buildings, and we all know that, you know, a lot of ant activity is generally outside. So where we may have some issues, you know, going forward with registrations about being able to perhaps use liquid insecticides externally, then, you know, we do still have the ability to use the gel products outside. So, and that becomes incredibly useful when we are looking at ant activities, because generally black ant activity within the building is trailing from outside. And, you know, whether we're talking about cockroaches, ants or rodents, it's always better to take the bait to them, get it as close to the harbourage point as you can, because they've less chance of finding anything else in between where they're travelling to. So whenever you take the control measure to the source, it always gives you a massive benefit. So we have that flexibility, certainly with the ant product in the UK. We can be a little bit more flexible about the application area. always got to follow the label. If you need to use the, you know, the different types of bait stations that you can purchase. And then, you know, we, for those kind of ant control problems, we also have Outcast Ant, which is a pre-packed bait station that can be used for ant control as well, internally, externally, just to give professional pest controllers that little bit of flexibility when they're dealing with what can be quite tricky and quite difficult insects to deal with, because never quite know where they're coming from. So something that takes the fight directly to them is always really beneficial.
So is the active ingredient in Advian something that is unique to Syngenta?
Yeah, so the active ingredient in Doxocarb is unique to Syngenta, and you'll only get it in our products. So there are certain benefits with that. As I say, we've already spoken about and mentioned some of the benefits, such as the bioactivation and that delayed effect that makes sure that you get the actual active ingredient into the harborage points, be those cockroaches or the nesting site, if we're talking about ants. But also the other benefit within Doxocarb is that because you only get it through us, then, you know, it gives you the ability to be able to, you know, beat infestations and avoid resistances, those kind of things, because you're not, you know, sometimes if you can use several products and they may have the same active ingredient, that won't happen here. If you want to use Indoxacarb and get the benefits that you associate with Indoxacarb, it has to come in the Advian gel portfolio. That's the only way you're going to get that active, though, and so that those key attributes that we associate it with are only going to come within the Syngenta portfolio.
In terms of like future products, is there anything coming up in the next, in the pipeline?
Yeah, I mean, we do have products in the pipeline. I think I think anybody who works in the professional pest control industry knows that one of the things that we strive for is new products, but it is difficult. It does become harder. I think the ability to maintain registrations on the marketplace is just as important in some ways as new products, because, you know, what we tend to see is portfolio shrinking, and that means access to choices becomes more difficult. So certainly the Advians, we're absolutely assured that they're going to go through re-registration in the middle of this year throughout Europe, and that means that we'll retain them as a tool. From a product pipeline point of view, it is slow. And it can be difficult, but yes, we've got certain things like we hope to get silverfish on the label of Advian cockroach. So sometimes it's not new portfolio, but it's how you work with your existing portfolio and make it better or more accessible or more deliverable, those kind of things. But yeah, we have got a portfolio. We probably won't see anything in 2024, but we would hope to have some news in perhaps 2025 about, you know, perhaps some products that do say, have the same active ingredient that may be more suited for fly control. It's certainly products that we have access to in Europe, and we would hope that going forward, sometime in the next, you know, 12 to 18 months, we'll have access to those in UK as well. But again, it's a registration process, and you never quite know what comes out of the other end of a registration process. So we're hopeful and confident, but we just have to wait for the authorities to see what comes out when the final registration goes through.
And in terms of products and problems and solutions, how does the European market differ from the United Kingdom, from the UK?
Well, it's interesting. In some ways it's similar, in some ways it's different. You know, so you might have different products, different competitive products, those kind of things throughout Europe. It is slightly different now because of, obviously, we're no longer in Europe. So from a broad spectrum registration process, we don't necessarily drop into that. So that can be a little negative from the products that we see in UK. And then what you have to then start to understand is the different pests and pressures throughout Europe. So as we go up into Northern Europe, we perhaps don't get as much cockroach activity, but silverfish become incredibly demanding and a key challenge. And as we go further south in Europe, then we probably get more cockroach activity because of the warmer conditions internally, externally. So we need a different approach to the way they treat, because we might have to do some external work as well as internal work for cockroach control. So we've already mentioned that from a seasonal point of view, insects are temperature dependent. So where you've got those hotter, warmer, longer seasons, then you're probably going to have more activity of certain species that will take more treatment and will probably have to be done on a more regular basis. because they're naturally just more suited to that kind of environment.
So could you tell me a little bit more about the trials that you're running for Advien?
Yeah, so we've run a series of trials over 2023 and into 2024 because we're really committed to really relaunching the product and making professional pest controllers aware of the key benefits. But also, I think when we talk about any bait formulation for any target species, if we can't get the species to eat it, then you don't benefit in any way, shape or form. So the palatability has to be the starting point. So we're keen, we know we have a palatable, highly palatable product for both target species of cockroach and ants. And we've decided to go away and do a lot of trials, both be lab trials, but also field trials as well. These are expensive, these are time consuming. But what we want to do is be able to show professional pest controllers that they can have an awful lot of faith in the product. We do the hard work, and we will make those results available, be those visit trials to bait stations, consumption weight trials to bait stations in labs, or field trials where we pit it against competitors in infestations with professional pest controllers. And we measure over a period of a week or months about the level of control that we achieve. And we're confident that we're going to come out on top in all areas. And we're confident that we'll have, an incredibly palatable bait that professional pest controllers can trust. Because we'll have the evidence, it will be there in black and white to show that we've done the work, we've done the trials, and actually it's an incredibly impressive product that gives professional pest controllers another tool, or a superb tool in their armoury when they're going out controlling some of these target key species.
What's the shelf life on the Advien products?
So the shelf life on the ant products is 2 years, but on the cockroach product it's 3 years. So I think that gives you another indication of the palatability and the stability of the formulation. We know that if a professional pest controller uses half a tube today, it's going to have the same level of palatability in 3 years' time. So that's why we've got the 3 year shelf life. We've also done some work where we've applied 2 year old Advien. So that's not from the tube, but that's product that's been applied 2 years ago, then saved, and then we've put that into active infestations, and we've found that even 2 year old Advien that doesn't look very appetizing and is rock hard, is still incredibly palatable, and it works very, very well, gets control of infestations. And in some of the trial work that we've done, is as palatable, if not more palatable, than some of our competitors' fresh applications.
Yes, so could you tell us a little bit more about some of the other trials that you've done across Europe?
Yeah, so as I say, we have a lot of lab work that we've done, lab trials, so that's where we put bait in against competitors and also just an average food source as well. So we've got a base area to understand what the cockroaches are feeding on. And over a period of time, we monitor the palatability or the visits to the stations, those kind of things. So there's a whole series of lab trials that you can do to prove that you've got an incredibly palatable formulation. The more tricky bit is where you go into field trials, where you take the product out and try and keep a scientific control over what is a reasonably flexible treatment, because every infestation is slightly different, and professional pest controllers, we all know that the challenges we have with cockroaches. But we have done some work in Europe on some infested sites with an independent organisation where we do a period of cockroach treatments over in areas that we know are infested, and we do treatments, and we can we do those alongside competitor products. We're highly confident that in those situations our product comes out on top from a palatability and also but a control point of view as well. Those results are very good in what can be quite challenging situations, but we've managed to do some very technical trials in quite difficult areas, and we're happy, really happy with the results to show the level of palatability, and also the level of control that you get with the Advien products is excellent.
Thanks again to Richard Mosley for joining us today, and to everyone for listening. Your CPD points code today is ANT, that's Alpha November Tango. See you next time.